702. The Worldview.
News from elsewhere in the world. John Adderley, good morning to you. A happy Friday. Let's start with this concentration guard. He's 100 years old and has gone on trial in Germany.
Good morning. Yes, he's the oldest defendant ever to go on trial for alleged Nazi-era crimes. And he's appeared in court in Germany. He's accused of complicity in the murder of more than 3,500 people. And he walked into this specially adapted sports hall at a prison in Brandenburg, which they've turned into court. With the aid of a walking frame, he walked in, and he is not expected to make any comments on the allegations against him, by the way, although apparently he's going to speak about his personal circumstances. But they say that he's ready to testify. He's almost 101 years old, would you believe? And he was 21 years old when he first became a guard at the Sachsenhausen concentration camp in 1942. Prosecutors say he willfully aided the killing of inmates who were executed or worked to death. Now, he's thought that he's going to be fit enough to attend for 2.5 hours a day, and this trial is expected to run into the new year.
That's unbelievable, extraordinary, that they're still pursuing those Nazi war criminals, as they should, of course. South Africa, off the UK's red list.
Yay, I'm booking my flight. I'm coming to see you.
Good man, good man.
It's going to be a lot easier to do. I think it's probably even more for those expats in South Africa and all these other countries that were on this UK travel red list, really couldn't come back to the UK because they needed to pay for staying in a hotel for 11 nights when they got back to the UK. That's all been swept away now for places like South Africa, Brazil, Mexico, many others. The red list has gone down from 54 to just 7 countries. And the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, says the changes mark the next step in opening travel. He says it's going to be easier for families and loved ones to reunite. Great news for the travel trade, of course. A spokesman for Heathrow Airport says it kickstart a global Britain. A huge relief for British expats who haven't been able to come back and see their loved ones. And here's another interesting point that a Conservative MP, Hugh Merriman, made. He chairs Parliament's Transport Committee. He says the dramatic culling of the red list will provide a huge boost to many developing countries who've struggled without UK tourists. But also he mentions Africa as well and says in parts of Africa, it's also had a big impact on not just people, but on efforts to deal with wildlife and conservation efforts. So opening up travel between all our countries, you know, has a big impact in lots of ways.
Oh, it's huge for us. It's huge for us. The UK is our biggest source market for tourists. So, and of course, as we head into our peak season, as far as the summer is concerned, John Adderley, this is most certainly welcome news. Thank you. That's this morning's Worldview.